what's happening in Washington and how it affects you. Melissa in the Morning welcomes Congressman Jim Himes to WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Welcome back to the show, Congressman Himes. I'm sure at this point you're probably sick of talking about TikTok, but I want to get in on the conversation. How are you?
Good morning, Melissa. Yeah, no problem at all. It's important issues and a lot at stake. So, no, let's do it.
All right, cool. And I'm going to preface with saying I had a really interesting conversation with Senator Richard Blumenthal on the show about TikTok yesterday. And so I'm going to refer back to our conversation a few times because I'd love to get your take on this. So just to give some background for people, Congressman Himes is actually the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, and he has a very vested interest in our national security. With that said, it did come as a little bit of a surprise, I think, at the surface for a lot of people, with this strong bipartisan vote that passed a bill through the House earlier this month demanding the sale of TikTok with a threat to ban the platform altogether in the U.S. Congressman Himes did not vote in favor of this piece of legislation. So let's talk about that. Let's just start there, Congressman Himes, because I think that might have been a shocker for some people. Why did you vote against the bill?
Yeah, good question. And you know, it was controversial, as you pointed out. In fact, the five members from Connecticut split. I had two members vote against the bill with me, and two members voted for it. So the quick answer to your question, Melissa, is that this country, and it's in our First Amendment, this country has always said that the government will not mess with the press. And that is a really fundamental principle, so much so that the government has not only never shut down a newspaper or a social media platform, but that things like, the government can't stop articles from being published. You know, history-minded listeners will remember the Pentagon Papers. Judges have said there can be no prior restraint. So that's the value that is at stake here, Melissa. It's about free expression. It's about freedom of the press. 130-plus million Americans get, information from TikTok. Now, that's the reason that it's also, and I suspect you heard this from Dick Blumenthal yesterday, look, my work on the Intelligence Committee, I understand that there is risk there, right? The Chinese can go to the owner of TikTok and say, theoretically, we don't have any evidence they've done it today, but they could say, give us this information, or by the way, we want you to, speak more highly of the Chinese and less highly of, so that's a very real risk. But I would just point out that, if the Chinese want to get information on Americans, they can buy it from data brokers, they can steal it, they're very good at it. For all those reasons, on balance, I just decided I could not sign up to an idea that, we feel so vulnerable, we feel so weak, if you will, that we're going to start doing something that is completely inconsistent with the First Amendment and shut down a media platform.
And the other thing, too, Congressman Himes, as I was watching this, obviously, and trying to look at it, again, from a nonpartisan viewership, one thing that we've been trying to tackle as a nation, and even the states have tried to tackle this individually, is that, okay, so even if we did ban TikTok, you still have some huge entities that could pose a risk. I mean, even though they are operated and owned here in the United States, I mean, we've got Meta, we've got X, yep. So it gets kind of complicated. I mean, I know that obviously the big thing here, which really separates the two entities, is that they're owned by the U.S. Versus being owned by the Chinese government. And so that's kind of my next thing I wanted to talk about. Senator Blumenthal shared on our show this week that a classified briefing with U.S. intelligence and law enforcement really proved that TikTok is dangerous and it should not be in the hands of the Chinese government. He says he actually doesn't believe in banning it. He does feel it's essential, though, that the platform is sold to the U.S. Do you agree or no?
Yeah, it would definitely be much, much better if TikTok, it's not owned by the Chinese government. It's owned by a company called ByteDance, which is a Chinese company. And that's where the risk is, right? Because unlike in this country, the government in China can go to a company like ByteDance and say, do this, do that. In this country, the government can't do that without things like, warrants and that sort of thing. But no, absolutely. I don't think anybody thinks it wouldn't be a better world if TikTok weren't owned by Chinese investors. But you made a really important point, early on in what you were saying, which is we have completely failed to deal with all of the privacy issues that come up from all of these platforms, right? We're one of the few countries out there that hasn't passed a nationwide data privacy law. If you go to Europe, you know, you have to, it's a little bit of a pain in the neck, actually. You have to sort of give permission for websites to collect your data. You can tell them not to collect your data. If we were being smart, we would start there. And it wouldn't just be about TikTok, which, yes, does have some unique risks because of its Chinese ownership. But if we were serious about this, we would say we're going to do a privacy law which protects the privacy, or at least gives Americans the options to protect their data, and the Congress hasn't done that. So to start by banning a media platform feels backwards to me.
Well, and the other thing, too, we have Congressman Jim Himes here, is you can ban whatever you want. It's not going to stop other companies from creating a similar app. I mean, I look at, for example, like Instagram. So I'm a huge Instagrammer, and obviously TikTok is the thing to be on. But it wasn't that long after Instagram was like, all right, we're going to copy the same thing. We're going to make, they call them Reels, but it's essentially the same thing as TikTok. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're doing the same thing. So even if you ban a platform, what's going to stop other companies from creating the exact same thing and taking it over? So I hear exactly what you're saying, and I think that we have really, and lawmakers from both sides of the aisle agree, we just have not done a very good job. Pandora's box was open and we didn't have safeguards in place. And now we're in this really complicated situation with holding social media platforms, their feet to the fire, and making them put more controls in place and protecting people who use the platforms more. Here's another thing I thought was really interesting, Congressman Himes. Senator Blumenthal said on the show that he wants the classified information declassified. So everything that he learned earlier this week in that closed-door meeting, he said, if we're not going to pass anything, if we're not going to pass any legislation, the least we could do is inform the American people about the risks and the dangers of something like TikTok, which, again, is owned by a Chinese company. What do you think about declassifying the information, or at least a portion of it, to at least inform the American people about the dangers around this platform?
Yeah. You know, the way it's being expressed, I don't know what the senator said, but it's a little inflammatory. Like this classified information contains the secret plans for the Chinese to, you know, use TikTok to attack America. That doesn't exist. I've been in those classified briefings and I've seen the classified information. And basically what it deals with is the fact that if the government of China wants to, they can go to ByteDance and say, do this, do that, give us the data, show us the algorithm that figures out like what people see. They could do that. But to date, and this is pretty important, to date, there's not evidence that they have done that. And I've seen all the classified information. So, again, we're talking about this as though this were some secret war plan. It's really more about potential risk. And that potential risk is real. I mean, I've said it a couple of times. The Chinese government could knock on the door of the owners of TikTok and say, we want you to, for example, help Joe Biden get reelected or help Donald Trump get elected. We want you to stop talking about, you know, the Uyghur human rights violation. That's all very possible. So it's a risk, but I wouldn't want to leave people with the impression that there's this classified information that they need to know about and stop using TikTok. It's not that dire.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know. I have no idea what happened.
Yeah.
I know, exactly. I said, and I mean, the quote that Senator Blumenthal used, and this is a direct quote, you can find it anywhere. He and I even brought it up on the show. I played it for him and I asked him point blank, you're comparing TikTok to putting guns to Americans' heads? And he said yes. So, I mean, I have no idea what was in that meeting. And of course, I asked him what was in it. And he's like, well, it's classified. And I'm like, well, that's helpful. So, and I understand. I get it. I understand what classified information is. But I have no idea what came out of that meeting. But it, according to him, it seemed like it was something that the American people should know about to at least understand the risks that they are involved in if they are on these types of platforms. It seemed like it was more for informational so that people can make the decision to get off the platform.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I think the kind of your data, you know, the kind of shoes that you like, your birth date, you know, where you're going on vacation if you've got location services. If you're worried about the Chinese getting that, or if you're worried about looking at news sources that treat the Chinese better than, you know, they deserve to be treated because you don't get to see stuff about the oppression in Hong Kong, if you're worried about those things, get off TikTok. But I promise you, having TikTok on your phone is not going to cause your house to catch fire, or it's not going to be part of a war. So, again, I think it's really important, particularly when people don't have information, to be really specific about what the risks are. And no one is going to die because of TikTok, and nobody has to use TikTok, right? If you worry about your privacy, By the way, if you worry about your privacy, don't use Facebook or Meta or Instagram either. But if you happen to particularly worry that the Chinese, you know, could use your data for something because you're a dissident or whatever, yeah, get off TikTok. But again, let's not. This isn't you know, a world war apocalyptic issue here.
All right. Well, Congressman Himes, we really appreciate you diving into the conversation here on WICC, and we'll be back in touch in just a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Melissa. Take care.
All right. Congressman Jim Himes here on WICC.